Another cool day today, but at least lots of sunshine. The breeze will come up a little bit, and temperatures will only top out in the mid-60s, about 5 degrees below average. So a chilly night tonight, then. We'll drop into the upper 30s inland and the 40s at the beaches. Brief little warm-up tomorrow for your Thursday. It'll be partly sunny. We reach the low 70s. Pretty good-looking day, but that's ahead of the next cold front that already arrives on Friday. This one drier and not as strong as the one over the weekend, but still will become cloudy as we go through the day. Showers will develop midday and into the middle of the afternoon as a band of rain moves through ahead of the front. Temperatures should still manage to reach the mid-70s. It looks like most, if not all, areas will get at least some rain Friday, but the amounts look to be less than a third of an inch, so it's not going to be a whole lot. And most areas won't see a shower, won't see wet weather much longer than an hour to 90 minutes or so at any one time on Friday. And the good news is that that front is what we call progressive. It's moving right on through. So that clears us out just in time for the weekend. And as nasty as the past weekend was, it's about equally as impressive as the upcoming weekend. It'll be beautiful. Breezy on Saturday and cooler, but nice, with mostly sunny skies, afternoon highs in the upper 60s. It will be chilly Saturday night, but Sunday looks really nice with less wind and mostly sunny skies, and afternoon temperatures that will reach the lower 70s. And it continues to look like a pretty significant warming trend for the early and middle part of next week as we get well into the 70s, at least Monday through Wednesday, it would appear. In the Burris blog, there's an update. The last average date of 32 degrees in Jacksonville at the International Airport is approaching. That's on Sunday, February 25th. Now, Western Duval typically will see a freezing temperature or two after that date, but that's the official one for the International Airport. Even earlier, of course, for the beaches. A little later, the more west and north you go from Jacksonville, but we're seeing some signs of spring, no doubt. Oak pollen, speaking of signs of spring, looks like cedar has definitely peaked. Pine is peaking if it hasn't already. But now it's oak's turn, and oak is much more problematic for a better part, a higher part of the population, unfortunately. And we'll be in the peak of the oak season now over the next couple of weeks to 3 weeks or so. With any luck, it will have peaked by about the middle of March, and then conditions will gradually improve. But if you haven't had too many pollen problems, but you are now all of a sudden, it's likely the oak that's rearing its ugly head and will be around for a while. I've also posted about a simulation to be on Mars. That's right. NASA is looking for 4 volunteers for a second round of a 12-month study that would simulate living on Mars. There's a link in the Burrish blog, an application link as well. And Delta has planned an eclipse flight that will take you from Texas all the way up to northern New England, essentially during the entire totality of the eclipse that is coming up on April 8th, little more than 6 weeks away. It's the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV. OKV.